In a world in which movies struggle to find plot, Alan Adams of The Main Edge breaks it down for you in Pass the Popcorn. Now on Downtown with Rich Kimball.
Let's all go to the lobby.
Now we're back here live at Jenkins Pub and Craft Brewery, Main Street in downtown Bangor. Joining us, Alan Adams of The Main Edge with Pass the Popcorn, brought to you by Bangor Mall Cinema 10, Stillwater Avenue in Bangor, and the Bangor Drive-In. Alan, thanks for coming down to Gagas.
Oh, yeah, no, because it's a real chore to come on down here and fill the boot, as they say.
Absolutely, yeah. We've had a lot of money donated already. We can use more. We'll be here on the air till 6. I'll be here till 7 o'clock tonight. Would appreciate you stopping by, saying hello, putting money in the boot to raise money for Eastern Maine Medical Center's MS Comprehensive Care Program. Your weekend went pretty well, Mr. Adams?
Yeah, no, it was good. It was the final weekend for the full Monty. Had some good crowds. Actually, Saturday night might have been the rowdiest bunch we'd had yet, so it was a nice way to go out. Yesterday afternoon was good, and you know how it is. It's always a little bittersweet to come to the end of a journey like this, but at the same time, this has been a significant chunk of my life for the last couple of months, and it'll be nice to have my evenings back.
Yeah, exactly. Summer is here. You want to enjoy that.
Yeah, at least maybe a little bit.
Yeah, good plan. But you managed to get to the movies.
Yep, just the once. There was only one real wide release this weekend, but it was one that I was eagerly anticipating and have been for some time. I went to see Spider-Man Homecoming.
Oh, yes. You're a big Spider-Man guy.
Well, I was a comic book kid growing up. Marvel over DC, like, that was my deal. And Spider-Man was always the guy for me. That sort of inadvertent superheroism, the nerdy, bookish kid who just happened to be, gifted with all these incredible abilities. Weirdly, I was able to relate to that somewhat. it's odd. I think some people struggle with the idea that this is the third time that there's been a cinematic reinvention of Spider-Man. You had the Sam Raimi movies back in I think the first one was 2002 with Tobey Maguire in the title role, and then just a few years ago you had a couple of movies with Andrew Garfield starring as Spider-Man, and so this third one seems a little soon, but it's kind of a unique sort of situation where Sony, which owns the rights to the character, handed over rights and allowed the character to be integrated into the grander Marvel Cinematic Universe, which I think is important because Spider-Man, I think, is sort of the leading character in in that universe, and so having him as part of the grander universe, I think, is important. Tom Holland stars a 21-year-old actor who legitimately looks 15. the movie, it takes place just a few months after the events of Captain America: Civil War, which was the first time we actually saw this iteration of the character on screen. After that big sort of event, Spider-Man's kind of gone back to the neighborhood a little bit. Like he's back. Chasing bike thieves and purse snatchers and waiting for the call from Tony Stark, played by Robert Downey Jr., as always, to come back up to the big leagues and join the Avengers. But there are some questions about his maturity, oddly enough, because he's, a sophomore in high school. And that's the part about this movie that I think is really great, and it's part that the previous movies didn't really capture as well as one would hope. This is very much a high school Spider-Man, and Peter Parker's been in high school the previous iterations as well. But with Tobey Maguire and with Andrew Garfield, it's like you've got that sort of 90210 21 Jump Street kind of vibe.
Exactly what I was thinking.
Where it's like you've got these 30-year-old dudes pretending like they're in high school, and it's just like you just don't buy it. And with Holland, you very much get that vibe. The big bad in this one is a character, a contractor termed alien arms dealer named Adrian Toomes, played magnificently by Michael Keaton. He winds up using this sort of armored flight suit and becoming kind of a supervillain. So it's I tried desperately to resist the urge to make the Birdman reference, where it's like, oh, he finally gets to play Birdman. But yeah, and so Spider-Man kind of gets tangled up in in the Vulture's arms dealing situation, trying to tell the higher ups, whether it's Tony Stark or Happy Hogan, played by Jon Favreau, who's kind of serving as his handler. But no one will listen, and so he kind of has to take it on himself to take on this guy, all the while dealing with the realities of being in high school. Like, he's got a crush on a senior girl, and he has to worry about, academic decathlon and all this stuff. So, you bring those factors together, and what you get, I've heard a lot of comparisons to, like, John Hughes. I think that's probably a little strong, but I understand where they're coming from, because you get that kind of fish out of water, disaffected youth kind of vibe. The way I put it in the review, and I think this is, it might sound semantic, but I think it's real. Instead of a superhero who's still in high school, you have a high schooler trying to deal with being a superhero. And, it seems like a fine distinction, but it's an important one. And it's one that I think makes all the difference in turning this movie into, I love the Sam Raimi movies, especially the second one with Alfred Molina. This might be the best Spider-Man movie for me,
really?
Personally, that I've seen.
Wow.
Yeah.
Very nice. By the way, from Carrie, he says, Marvel over DC, hates Moxie, against pineapple on pizza, I may have a new nemesis. Carrie, where's the love, man?
Oh, that's fantastic.
It seemed to fit better in a message than jumping into the conversation.
Well, but now you're here. Now you're out there, and you two can go head to head.
Oh yeah, no, I mean, I think I think Carrie and I might be in a fight.
We just seem to disagree on all the really important things in life.
But you see, here's the thing, and this is where we can overcome our differences, because we might disagree on the specifics, but I feel like generally we recognize that the same things are important, i.e. comic books, soda pop, and pizza.
We just got to look at the bigger picture.
That's what it's all about.
I am excited to hear that the Spider-Man, I was apprehensive, much like Alan, with the multiple reboots, but it sounds like they finally got really clicked into one.
Well, he's a kid, and that's such a huge part of the identity of Spider-Man to me. And instead of, and you know, you actually have someone who looks like a kid, and it's I can't stress enough how big a difference that makes. Certainly to someone like me who grew up reading the early comics, and I know, like, I've kind of been out of the comic book game for a little while, so I know things have changed and evolved pretty rapidly over the last few years. But in my heart of hearts, Peter Parker is always going to be that nerdy kid, in chemistry class, who also has to deal with the fact that there are superpowered lunatics out there trying to kill him.
So is this obviously the beginning of a new franchise? There'll be more with this group?
I mean, I have to assume so. Although the reality is the complexities of the interstudio, like between Sony and Marvel, like you never know when someone's going to be like, well, you have to give me more money or this or that. You never know when a complication is going to arise. That being said, Holland's great. Michael Keaton's fantastic. The supporting cast in general is phenomenal. Like, Marissa Tomei as Aunt May is wonderful. And it might have the greatest stinger in the history of Marvel movies for reasons that aren't necessarily the same as you might think. I'm not going to spoil anything, but definitely stay after the credits, because it will be well worth it.
Although I did enjoy the comment somebody made over the weekend on Twitter, and they said, hey, good news, actresses over 40, you might get to play a superhero's aunt now. That's the way of the world, to make movies for kids.
That's where we're at. Well, movies for kids and me.
Alan Adams from The Main Edge here talking movies on Pass the Popcorn, brought to you every week at this time by our friends at Bangor Mall Cinema 10 and the Bangor Drive-In.